Sources loyal to the National Transitional Council say they have entered Bani Walid, one of the last remaining strongholds of ousted leader Muammar Gaddafi. They say they're going house by house, that they're just routing out snipers at this point. However, I'm about 3 kilometers north of the city, and you can hear some pretty heavy artillery fighting still going on. There have been exaggerations on both sides throughout this campaign, so it does seem that it's not over yet by any stretch of the imagination. However, the mood among the soldiers, both going in and coming out, is pretty jubilant, and they do feel that victory is near. Again, I'm hearing some more very heavy artillery on the other side of this hill, that they do feel that they are confident that this will be brought to a close pretty quickly, and that the other sides of the city that they have surrounded are doing better than even here. There's not clear how many injuries are inside the town. They have not let people go in yet from the outside to assess that. On the NTC side, there are 2, possibly 3 fighters who have been killed. There are also, in addition to sending more troops inside Bani Walid, they're reinforcing the positions here. It's pretty much open scrubland, but there are a few trees, and underneath them you can see, at least from this angle, quite a few trucks, the pickup trucks with anti-aircraft guns and other heavy weaponry. And they're waiting, I guess, for their absolute final assault on the city. Elizabeth Arrett for VOA News near Bani Walid, Libya.